They just need one more. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. One more House win, and Republicans will take the majority with 13 races still undecided. Today, House Republicans hold leadership elections.
We're going to have a robust debate.
And Congressman Chip Roy tells Fox Kevin McCarthy could be in line to be the next speaker.
Leader McCarthy will probably get the nomination in a majority vote among Republicans. But here's what will be very clear, is that he nor no one has 218 votes.
The full House chooses the speaker in January, and if the GOP is in power, it won't be Nancy Pelosi anymore. Former President Trump has upset the Democrat-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot, refusing to show up yesterday, ignoring their subpoena. Committee leaders say
the lawsuit from the former president pushes claims recently rejected by the courts. The joint statement accuses former President Trump of seeking to overturn the 2020 election and block the transfer of power. The statement says legal next steps are being evaluated.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Tonight, Donald Trump is expected to announce he's running for president again. In Arizona, Democrat Katie Hobbs has won the governor's race, narrowly beating Republican Carrie Lake, who's not conceding a thing, telling Fox,
how do you certify an election that is this botched?
At the summit of G20 nations, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed world leaders via video, urging them to do more to stop Russia's invasion. They are considering a declaration to deplore Russia's aggression, though acknowledging not all members agree. Fox's Peter Ducey is at the summit in Indonesia.
President Biden is missing the G20 leaders' dinner. He is supposed to be at a supper right now. Yesterday, we did hear President Biden tell us that he had a cold.
The president did take part in meetings today, pledging more U.S. investment fighting climate change. The world is getting more crowded. The UN projects the global population will reach 8 billion people today. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
They held a vigil last night at the University of Virginia outside the football stadium for the three players shot and killed Sunday night.
Deshaun Perry, Lavelle Davis Jr., and Devin Chandler. They had a game here Saturday against Pitt. They took a field trip on Sunday, and the three of them were shot and killed. Two others were wounded, one of them also a football player. The suspect, who has been arrested and will be arraigned today, is a 22-year-old UVA student named Christopher Jones Jr.
That's Bob Bernard with Fox 5 TV in Wisconsin.
Before Darryl Brooks Jr. is sentenced for killing six and injuring over 60 others in last year's Waukesha Christmas parade attack, he'll first have to hear from 36 victims and family members who are set to speak or read written statements, which is why Brooks's sentencing that begins today is expected to extend into a second day in Waukesha County Court, where it's not clear what to expect from Brooks, considering constant delays and disruptions during his month-long trial. Brooks faces six consecutive life sentences plus 859 years in prison. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Now a much jollier Christmas story.
A home on the south side of Cleveland, where the 1983 movie A Christmas Story was filmed, has been listed for sale as commercial real estate.
Yeah, but what is that? It's a major award.
Not just Ralphie's house, but the Bumpus house next door, a gift shop, and a parking lot are listed. The current owners bought the place on eBay in 2004, spent thousands restoring it, and have since welcomed more than 1 million visitors. The owners haven't specified an asking price, but potential buyers can make an offer on their website.
I triple dog dare you!
Jack Callahan, Fox News.
A Christmas Story sequel starring the same actor who played Ralphie, now as an adult, premieres Thursday on HBO Max. On Monday Night Football, the Philadelphia Eagles lost their first game of the season, beaten by Washington 32-21. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast, featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites, like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.